Yo, check it.
Welcome back to another podcast episode
of Yo, Check It in Masterpiece Studio.
I know it's been a couple weeks since.
It's been forever for me. I wasn't in the last one.
She went on vacation for the longest time.
I did. And it wasn't really even a vacation. It was more like my life just got super busy. But I actually, the last podcast you had with Rafi and
Ray.
Yeah. I was in LA with my friends.
Because she's cool.
La Selva.
Shout out.
They have an awesome online plant shop and they do multiple pop-ups and they're an amazing, beautiful couple. So hit them up. La Selva de Dos Mujeres. I hope I said that right.
Spanish,
Felicia. I hope I said that right, but they're super cool. Zillian, Olivia, we love you. Okay.
Hey.
So does my son.
They'll be on the podcast
tomorrow. The next
episode. Yeah. That's cool.
Awesome.
All right. So I guess just aside from you being busy with life.
Yeah.
What else is new, Felicia?
That's it. My life is busy. I don't know. It's been kind of rough. So I started my new job, right? And the training portion was great. You know, work-life balance seemed pretty good. But the minute I was released, it's just, you know, a lot of unexpected things happened at work. And it's just requiring a lot of my time. So I've had to spend a little too much time at work and a little less time doing these type of things. Yeah. Even so much to like being mom, like, I mean, to be transparent, last night I had like a mini breakdown next to my son because he was asleep. And because 2 days this week, I woke up, went to work, he was still asleep, and I didn't get home in time for him to be awake, and he was asleep again. So I missed
2 days in a row.
Like not in a row, but 2 days this week.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, I just feel like I'm missing out on so much of his life.
Damn, you're at work for like that long?
Bro, it's been rough. It's been crazy.
How many hours do you work at?
I don't even know. I honestly don't even want to know. It's like by the time I blink, it's already halfway through and I'm like, okay, close to going home, but then there's always like something coming up or I gotta do something or figure something out. It's a crazy dynamic right now.
Yeah, that's why I know like we've been wanting to like schedule the podcast for like the last 2 weeks, but I was like, you know what, if like Felicia's so busy and honestly like I don't want you to like stress out to come here just to film something,
right?
You know?
So yeah, like, Jarek's, you know, been like giving me some passes, so thank you. and like I've been doing some vending, you know, so yeah, I had some big events. So after work, I'm trying to prepare for that too, which I have some stuff lined up in August, but I'm trying to be a little bit more prepared
for that one.
For
that
those.
One's a big one, huh?
Well, there's three in almost consecutive because we're doing this Easy Rider, Low Rider event on the 11th of August. And I'm doing it with my usual pop-up crew. So La Selva is going to be there, Crafted to Wear, Chamoy Me, Neon Babylon. Plants are all right. And then 2 days later, Holland Project is doing their hip hop event, which Anthony is taking a big part of helping put that together. So there's that event. And then after that, I also am doing another pop up for Wandering Wild. So that'll be my first Wandering Wild event.
Damn. And you're also doing something on the side.
I am. And then on the 21st, I have my big
is it a secret?
It's a secret right now, only because I'm very particular about how things go. So that's going to be the beginning, because that'll start my marketing. So then I can start putting everything together and start announcing what I'm doing and what I've been wanting to do for the last several years. So I'm pretty excited. It's already happening.
Your life sounds so stressful right now.
It's just a lot going on, and I think I just get stressed because I get tired, and then it's like I'm being pulled in different directions, and I know where I want to be and what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I can't. Not that I can't. It's just I'm in a tough position where I can't necessarily be like, fuck it. I'm going to drop all this shit and just do what I want and do my creative passions and all, you know, I'm not in that position yet.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. Cause like sometimes, honestly, like the fuck it moments usually are, it's like you don't prepare for those.
Yeah.
You just kind of fuck it.
Yeah, know? I know. And it's like, I want to. Seriously, in my head, I'm like, fuck this shit. Fuck it. But but then again, I'm like, you can't fuck this shit. Like, there's that meme where there's like this cartoon guy like throwing papers in the air and he's fuck this shit. And he's like, no way, I need that for like tomorrow. That's like literally how my life is. I'm like, fuck this shit. And I'm like, no, I can't. I gotta.
Yeah, I get it though. You know, you got family to take care of. Yeah. You got a son. So
my son, and
it's,
he's going to start preschool, which preschool's not free. So that, our rent is raising. You know, there's just so many.
Some crazy shit, huh?
So many factors coming into play that prevent me from fucking it, you know? I don't know. For the lack of a better term, that's okay. Exactly what's
use
happening.
Use this platform for your therapy session, Felicia.
Yeah, clearly. Damn it. But
it's cool. I mean, like, obviously, it's not cool, but it's
it's no, so like, cool that you're fucked no, up honestly, right now. No, honestly,
it's just like sharing something that's
real.
Real will resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, you know?
Like whoever is listening right now could resonate with that because everybody is going through shit,
right? You know? Like, and it's true. Yeah. Like I'm starting to hear, like even from other business owners. Or friends and family, you know what I mean? And it's like, bro, we're all in this fucking shithole together right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, it's like, why do people act like they have their shit together?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, obviously you want to present yourself in like in a better light. But sometimes people fake it to the, you know, they do it so much that it's like, it's fake. That
right.
Like, oh, everything's good. But then you go home, you're like, fuck. You know?
It's not
like
good.
People should just be open to,
right?
Like, fuck, like I don't have my shit together.
It's true. And like, it's to fine. Be honest, like even like for instance, earlier today, and my husband Anthony's on the other side of the studio right now. But you know, things have been hard, and we've been open about it being hard amongst each other. You know, but I think I'm at the point where I'm like, I will not fake it anymore and tell you that things are okay or things are going to be positive. And we kind of had like an exchange, kind of like a little disagreeing perspective because he's like, you know, we have to be positive. And I'm like, I know that's something that you can handle right now, trying to see the positive outlook. I was like, but me mentally, I'm not in the situation or the mental space where I can be like, things are going to be okay. I just want to say that shit's fucking shitty. You know what I mean? And I just need to go through my emotions. And whether that was the wrong way to approach the matter, it's just I just need to be in my emotions, you know? And then I tried to bring up the whole toxic positivity. I was like,
it's like, I learned this thing in a
while. I was like, I learned this in my episode, okay? And toxic positivity is also not good, okay? So I don't want to pretend like things are going to be better when right now I feel like shit. And I just want someone to tell me that it feels like shit, you know?
No, honestly, so what I realized recently too, it's, you know how when you're, I guess like, when you become more mature and when you get kind of, I don't know if I want to bring out like spirituality in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you get to a point when you know better, mm-hmm. right? It's like, oh, like I can't really, like I don't want to complain because, you know.
Right.
Or I don't want to be mad about situations. But like sometimes you just want to fucking snap and like maybe... It's more of a release to kind of just like get that shit out there.
Yeah.
Instead of always kind of like, oh, I should internalize it.
Right. And just try to manage it and cope.
Manage it.
And I think there's some situations where like, yeah, in the moment, you know, but I think I was at home, you know, obviously it's my husband. So I'm, you know, I'm open to my emotions. sorry, hon, I love you. But yeah. And that, I think I literally said that. I was like, I don't want to internalize it. Basically, I was like, I just need to release the fact that I'm just irritated. Like, yeah. I'm irritated. I'm pissed off. I don't like the situation that I'm in. You know what I mean?
Because honestly, it's not even about the other person, too. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes it's just your shit's fucked up.
Yeah,
it's
I was like, it was kind of like a selfish moment. Like, yeah, I don't care that.
Even though you snapped at him, but it's not even about him.
Right,
it's
it was like, just me. I'm like, bro, I'm just... Let me go through it.
That's why I don't like. I mean, I try not to internalize people's kind of, if like somebody snap at me or somebody is like annoyed about something, or if they tell me like, oh, like, I'm really mad about this.
Right.
Sometimes not, because it's not even about me a lot of the times, you know? It's like they got their shit to deal with, and sometimes I have to shit to deal with too.
So yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I mean, we're all going through it.
Sometimes it just, you just snap at people.
Yeah.
And even if you're so mature or you're woke or you're kind of spiritual, sometimes you have to be human. You
yeah.
Be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. That was, so that was our, recap. Of,
I know.
That was Felicia's recap.
That was Felicia's recap. But what about your recap, Jerick?
Actually, things have been kind of, I want to say good.
But productive, for sure. Productive, yeah, because sure. You've been doing some music. He's rapping now.
Yeah, he's apparently. So I tried rapping a couple of days ago. And
it was kind of like rap singing, I felt like.
Because the thing is, for me, is I always have the tendency to sing.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like me forcing myself to rap and not like sing it.
Right, right.
But it was just like my tendency, it just keeps kind of going back to it. But, yeah. You know, I'm trying.
Experimented.
Yeah, experimenting nice. Something new. It's because music should be just fun. You
yeah,
know?
Your expression. And you have a couple songs out too.
Yeah, I just released a couple songs. And going to be releasing more whenever.
So is it going to be part of one production, like an album, like before, or are you just going to do these singles?
So I'm working on this album, or not an album, an EP, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to put like 3 to 4 songs in there. And I'm also going to just release singles that mm-hmm. don't fit in that album.
Right.
You know, like if I want to do something, like for the rap song, yeah. for example, like, that's not going to fit anywhere in my album or in the EP, so I'm just going to release
just it, release
as,
it.
As is, I guess.
We got to do another release party. I think I want to try and host.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so there needs to be a microphone. I want to host.
That would be nice talk. Because, like, last time there was no host. There was
kind of... I know, just people doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to try and do the host thing. Because I kind of like talking.
Wait, like an MC? Kind of just like, hey.
Yeah, you know, and just kind of organize it vocally. You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
And then kind of help you out. Like if we need to like introduce something or if you're not down to talk, I can do it for you.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Or like provoke, you know what I mean? Kind of guide you if, Jerick, what's the song about?
why don't you do a release party, Felicia?
For what, my?
For your thing.
Oh, no, I was thinking about it, too. Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably am.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So I want to do, like, a lot of marketing, like, just branding, marketing about what I'm gonna do. And maybe in the next couple episodes, I'll announce it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have a whole plan. My biggest goal is, like, this vision I have for my spring release, which, oh, it's going to be so cool.
Spring, like next year spring?
Yeah, next year spring. Because this one, I'm starting off my story with that crew neck.
Okay.
But I want to really push that for the holidays because I think it'd be really good. It'd be really cool. And I'm incorporating some of their daughters too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it'll all make sense, everybody.
Yeah, people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. What is she talking about? Don't worry about it, okay? You'll know about it when you need to know about it.
I know. It's a need to know basis.
Yeah. Only a few people, and I've sworn them to secrecy.
We had to sign a contract. Yeah,
with their blood. Oh, God. Don't be weird. Totally being weird.
So, yeah. So, I guess that's kind of our recap of what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. That's why
busyness.
We haven't released episodes. So, sorry for people that are actually waiting for episodes.
Yeah, I know.
It was funny because a couple of people texted me like, hey, where's your episode?
Yeah, I know. And some people actually really listen, which I think it's cool. I'm like, even if it's just one person, that's pretty dope.
Like, I didn't even know people actually listened to this shit.
Like, damn, you listen to it? That's legit. Thank you.
That's cool. Yeah.
Super cool. My husband listens to it. He said he likes it too.
Oh.
Not because we're married.
We're like, I had to watch this episode. Because
no, he legitimately says he likes it. So that's kind of cool. And he's like an avid podcast listener too. Like he's a podcaster listener. Like the hours of podcasting. which is cool.
I always have a hard time listening to like long episodes.
Yeah.
Actually, it just depends. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it. All right, you want to get into our topic?
Yeah, let's go.
So our topic is going to be, we're going to talk about priorities. And I don't necessarily know.
Have we talked about this before?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what where I want to come from when it comes to priorities. Because actually, I went to the coffee shop with my sister and my son today. And clearly, my sister and I were both kind of down. Because we're just not very happy with
where things are,
you know, what we're doing in life. We don't, it's kind of like you're looking at yourself in the mirror, but that's not who you want to be, you know? Yeah. So it's like a daily struggle to be who you want to be versus what you need to do right now. And I think my biggest struggle is trying to figure out what my priority is when it comes to working. And then when it comes to doing stuff that I love, right? Like being at the studio, being an artist, trying to think of things for my brand. You know what I mean? Because all of that stuff right now doesn't pay me. So it's not going to pay my rent or my bills. You know what I mean? And I don't know. We were just like, what are we basically circling back to the whole fuck it? We're like, do we just say fuck it and, you know, drop everything and just go for it? But then it's scary.
It is. I mean, it is a very scary thing. But I mean, like, obviously, like, I totally get it.
Uh-huh.
You know, because like everybody has, you know, everybody got bills to pay. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you can't just like say fuck your job.
And, right.
But at the same time, it's like your body, like if, oh, ooh. Okay.
What was that? That wasn't me. Surprise.
Music just came on.
Whoa.
It was like the universe was talking.
I know. They're like, fuck your priorities.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck your priorities. Fuck your job.
I know. And just,
you know. But sometimes like you feel it in your body intuitively.
Yeah.
You're like, there has to be a point where just kind of, you just got to jump, you know?
Right.
But then, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you to like fucking quit your job tomorrow.
Right.
But,
I know.
Like that's up to you to decide. Cause there will be a point where you just kind of snap and you just say,
I can't do this.
And just say, fuck it. Like you'll figure it out, you know?
Right.
And it's going to be hard, honestly.
Yeah.
You know,
I think right now my hardest part is getting there. And honestly, the prompt to this conversation today was from Anthony. Mm-hmm. But his mindset was kind of related to some of the things that we do in the studio, right? Like some of the things we present on our platform. And basically, you know, we don't have time to do these things anymore because he also works too. You know what I mean? But the issue is, for me, I'm like, but I don't want to stop doing those things because those are the things that I want to do. And we actually had to have a conversation too. And he was kind of telling me like, well, your priority now is your work because I got this new job.
Yeah.
I mean, the salary's good, but I'm just like still in my mind.
Like
I'm
eating you up inside.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's great. Anybody would be happy with the position that I have and the salary that I'm getting, but it's still like I'm struggling so hard just to accept the fact that in this present moment that has to be my priority. And I'm like, why do I have to prioritize that? And I know why, because it's financially, it's due to finances, but it's such a struggle. And I think that's what's been making me so unhappy or like internally conflicted.
Do you regret it? Because you just got this job. Like what, like a month ago or like how long ago?
I don't regret it because it's still teaching me a lot. And I think I'm going to learn a lot from being in this position. But I think the thing that I'm regretting is that I keep chasing these corporate opportunities in hopes that it will benefit me financially to do the other things that I want to do.
And it's usually,
you know,
it's like,
and that's
it's
not the answer.
And honestly, it's funny is because like you saying that it's like, oh, you think like if I get this, if I get this much amount of money, I'll be able to do this. But then now you're like, fuck, I'm at work all the time now. So
yeah.
Like,
when do I get to do this? And now I have no time to do it at all. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like I keep chasing the wrong things when in hindsight, I look at it and I'm like, no, I should have left my last job and I should have got some rinky dink, you know, super easy, chill part time that gave me time to do the things and really push the things that I want to do. But the issue with that is because I never really had a solid financial foundation in regards to education, you know, how I've dealt with money in the past and just picked up on a lot of like bad habits because that was the environment I grew up in, has just set me so far behind to where I can't make those decisions because yes, I have a son, you know, and he will always be my top priority, you know, and I can't just be like, oh, screw it. I'm going to take some, you know, really easy job so I have all this time because I know there's going to be a period where we're really going to struggle and I don't want him to experience that. Granted, he's 3 and he may or may not remember this moment, but it would be different if it was just my husband and I, because I'm like, if we had to really struggle for, you know, a good chunk of months, it wouldn't really matter because we're adults and we can deal with it. But when I think about putting my son in that position, I don't necessarily know if that's what I want him to be surrounded by.
Yeah, because honestly, this is what you have to think about too. I totally understand that. Like, obviously, you want to be financially stable because you have family.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have to think about it this way. Yeah, you have more money,
mm-hmm.
but you're hella stressed.
Yeah. I knew you were going to go there.
Even though you think that your son can't feel it.
Right.
He probably does because kids are intuitive.
Yeah,
you know?
They really are.
Because they just soak everything in.
Yeah.
Even if like you're just like here smiling and all that, like pretending that everything's okay. I feel like kids just intuitively know.
Yeah.
You know? So do you want to look at it this way and be like, I guess I'll just say like, oh, a rich version of Felicia that is stressing
high
out all the time.
Mentally unstable.
Mental breakdown, you know? Or do you want, maybe not so rich, you know?
Right.
Felicia that's like actually enjoying her life.
Right.
You know? So, and like, which version do you want your son to see you as?
And that makes sense because, right, the other side to chasing these, I guess, salary goals is the mental part of it too, right? Because I'm still unhappy doing it, but it's not even like the rich side of it because the situation that I'm in right now, it's like just barely... barely above water, like, you know what I mean? I'm like teetering on the edge between catching a breath and not catching a breath, you know what I mean? So it's like if I got to a point where it could be like, okay, you know, I could step back and really pursue this other path, but I currently cannot do it. It wouldn't be the right choice, and it would be too much of a selfish decision, I think, and it would just put my family in a not so good situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't think that's really fair to my husband or my son, you know?
Yeah. Cause honestly, like it's up to you to decide, you
yeah.
know, that's totally up to you. Like I'm just giving an advice. Honestly, like every time I give him an advice, like listen to me, don't listen to me. You know, it's like one of those things. It's just like, if you agree with it, then listen to it.
Right.
And if you don't, then, you know,
yeah,
fuck my advice.
Yeah, truly. But it's just, it's so hard because I think when it comes to priorities too, like I've always had an issue with, I think, pride a little bit, you know, and I don't know when to say no or when to say it's enough, you know, which again, just strings me out too far.
With your work?
Just work or in general, you know what I mean? Because I could say that I'm not happy with my job, but I don't say it. You know what I mean? Like I could tell my manager right now that I don't think this is going to work. But then I'm like, you know, I always second guess those moments. Or even stuff like this, like if I want to do an event, right? I don't have to say yes every time and stress myself out and spread myself thin, but I still do it, you know?
Is it because you want to do it or do you feel obligated to do it?
It depends on the situation, but sometimes it's a mix of obligation and sometimes it's a mix of I really want to do it. But even if I really want to do it, is that the right decision?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even if it stresses me out?
I mean, yes, but because it's like if your body just wants to like fucking do something, then why wouldn't you want to do it? You know, like even if it's like, yeah, like let's just talk about this podcast, right? Like neither of us are getting paid for this shit. Like, we're not making money. There's not like thousands and thousands of people listening to this. So like we don't have to do this, you know, but. At least from my side, like I enjoy coming here and doing this. You know? Like I don't know how you feel, but it's like I'm doing it because it feels good to me.
Right.
And even though it's like, fuck, like each episode probably takes me about 2 to 3 hours total of work. Setting up, editing, uploading, all that stuff. It's like I could have done so many different things for those 3 hours, you know, but I choose to do this because I like it.
Yeah.
And even if, like for you to like, let's say doing those events, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it might add stress, but
I do like doing it.
If you know, like, but I think you should just do it.
I think I just need to pay more attention to if I really want to do it or if I'm forcing myself to do it.
Yeah.
Because I will say there's some situations where I'm forcing myself to do something, whether it's in the corporate world or in my, you know, my own business world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and Anthony said it today. He was like, we don't really owe anybody anything. Mm-hmm. Like, this is our business. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't have to keep pushing ourselves to do things that aren't working or we don't have the time to do. But I kind of like really want to reflect on that and be like, why are we not doing it? You know what I mean? Is it because we don't want to, or is it because something is preventing us from doing it, but we still want to do it? You know, like I kind of want to dissect the things that we're going to choose to stop doing just to make sure that it's really what we want to stop doing.
Yeah, because like going back to the podcast example too, remember we were supposed to shoot, was it last week, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
We planned something and then that day for some reason I was just like, I wasn't feeling 100%.
Right.
You know, like I just didn't feel good about doing it. It's not that I was like totally out of commission,
you know?
But it was more of like I didn't feel it, even though I love doing the podcast that day. It was just like, no, like maybe I was just lazy or like, you know. And at least I decided to like, no, let's not
do it.
And I think you just have to listen to your intuition.
Like,
you ultimately, you know, like if you're forcing yourself or you're not forcing yourself.
Right.
Even though like, because there are things that I do that I love. Now, sometimes like I hate doing the work, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I just like, I feel good about doing it.
Right.
Even though it's like, fuck, like I have to spend hours doing this shit. And like those are the times that I kind of listen to myself, be like, hey, am I doing this because I want to do it or am I forcing myself to do it?
Right.
So it's like, if I force myself to do it, then I don't want to do it at all.
Right.
You know? And I think you should just kind of take that advice for yourself.
Yeah. It's true. I'm usually pretty good at like giving advice, but I'm really bad at using my own advice. I'm like, man, I'd have like the perfect life if I would just listen to myself. But it's,
why don't you?
It's just, I don't know. It's like, it's so hard to do what you say sometimes.
Maybe because you're just not used to it. But
the
more you do it, honestly, it'll probably make your life better.
Yeah, it's still hard.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be easy for sure. Regardless, you know?
Yeah.
But listening to yourself, not listening to yourself, you still got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's true.
How do you want to go about it? Do you want to go about it in a positive way or a negative way, right? So it's like.
Yeah. Decisions.
Priorities, man. Priorities sometimes kind
of
suck.
I know. Because it's so funny because, you know, part of like my being a manager, so my corporate world, I'm a manager. It's like you have to prioritize your day, or you have to set priorities for your team and coach other people and time management and doing all that stuff. And I'm like, bro, you should be doing that for your life right now because you need it. But I'm not doing it. But then sometimes it's hard because you're already so exhausted doing it for so long to like come back and do that for yourself. You know, it's like I need a manager for me, for my life.
That's true.
You know?
Like you need somebody to manage your life.
Yeah, to just kind of like set me on the right path. Just kind of pick up the pieces a little bit. Hold me together for a while until it sticks.
Because I get that too. Because like you work. You spend so much hours at work, mm-hmm. right? And then you come home and like there's no leftovers.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes it's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like I'm exhausted. It sucks. And
I just want to sit there and.
And honestly, you don't want to come home with no leftovers for everybody else, right. You know, in your life.
So yeah, exactly.
Like your husband, your son says like they don't want to leftover Felicia.
Yeah, I know, because that's what they're getting.
Exactly.
The leftovers that stay in the back of the fridge for at least a couple weeks. That's how I am to my family right now. The one where you like look at it, you're like, damn, that's still there.
That shit.
And then you like grab it from the fridge and then you kind of open it and you're like, I don't know. It kind of smells okay, but looks a little weird. And then you trash it.
Exactly. So that's that's for you to decide, you know,
what
you
want to do with it. I want to be the just bought.
But yeah, priorities.
Version.
It's everybody has their own.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has to decide what is their priority.
Yeah, because like sometimes, because I totally get it. Like work is important, you know, mm-hmm. we need money. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, our mental health is also very, very important.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to have money and
be mad be sad.
It's like do you want to cry in your Ferrari or do you want to fucking enjoy your life in this, you know, little Toyota?
So yeah,
it's like it's totally up to you. Or that's you true. Can fucking enjoy your life in a Ferrari. So
that's true. You can have both.
Yeah, you can have both. Like you can't, it's not time. Either or,
right?
But you know, it takes time, it takes, you know, realizing your priorities.
Discipline. I think a lot of self-reflection, you know, and just understanding if it's your priority, why it is, or if it is a current priority, why you shouldn't make it a priority, why you don't want to make it a priority. Because I think that's the thing that I want to be sure of right now. So I don't want to act on need, if that makes sense, or what's necessary.
You don't want to act on need? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like I don't want to say, well, right now, because of our situation, it's necessary for me to keep this a priority, even if it doesn't make me happy. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather it be like, no.
Fuck that.
Screw that. I want this to be my priority. But then the challenging part is trying to figure out how to make that a daily achievable thing.
So this is the thing. It's not, I feel like it's not, I'm trying to think on how to like word this right, but it's, you don't wait for something to happen for you to jump,
mm-hmm.
you know? Sometimes you just jump and then figure it out after.
Yeah.
Because like, I think right now you're kind of like, I want to figure something out so I can jump.
Yeah.
And, you know, but sometimes, maybe actually a lot of the times, you just kind of jump and then you'll figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'll know when it's for sure time to jump.
Yeah.
I think the stronger feeling would be stronger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think I'll know. I don't think it's there yet, but I think I know. I will think I know. No, I can't even talk right now.
No, honestly, blah, it's blah, like blah. When you're ready to jump, you'll jump, you know?
Yeah.
And just say, fuck it.
F-U-C-K. That'll be honestly, nice. We should have a fuck it party.
Yeah, like, hell yeah, dude. When you finally quit your job, you're like, fuck this shit. Let's go.
Yeah. Damn. It's rough.
It's rough out there. Life sucks.
Sometimes.
A lot of the times.
But life is good also. It's like, it's both. It's a whole lot of suck and a whole lot of like and a love. It's like, love suck.
Because honestly, like, it's what you make it to be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can either fucking sit here, complain and bitch about shit, or you can enjoy it what it is.
It's true.
But yeah, I think that's it for this episode. Because me and Felicia decided to do a shorter
podcast when it's just us two. Because who wants to listen to us two
for an hour? Like, damn.
But when we have a guest, it'll probably be a little longer because more conversation and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think this is just kind of a good comeback.
Yeah.
After a couple weeks.
Short and sweet. I think it's a good compromise, too, for what's been happening.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Yeah. And honestly, it's just like whatever feels good for us, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know you're like, oh, I really want to make this happen. But I was like, honestly, for me, I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's like, if you can't make it, then that's cool. Yeah,
can't make it.
Then, like, I'm not trying to pressure you to fucking show up every week, you know?
Right.
It's whenever you want to show up, man.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks, Jerick.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Because honestly, like, we don't have to prioritize this.
Yeah.
Our life should be just kind of...
goes with the flow.
Yeah. And for this same part. With the podcast, too. Like, fuck. Like, let's just do it when we want to do it.
Agreed.
You don't have to fucking
force it.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I think that's it for this episode.
Thanks for listening to us talk. Mainly me talk.
Thanks for listening to Felicia's therapy session.
I know, right? It's going to shift. That's what it's going to become for sure.
Like, it's going to be like a... like the whole, like, this podcast journey is going to be Felicia's journey.
I know.
Like, hey.
And you're going to be like, damn, when is this girl going to shut up?
Like, you'll know. You said in the last few episodes that you were going to, you know.
I know, you're going to work on it and you haven't. Good, hey, keep me accountable. I don't care.
You know, like, that would be your accountability. You know, all the audience will be your accountability. I know. Buddy.
There you go.
But yeah, that's it. See you guys later.
Thank you. Bye.
Peace.
Peace.